welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Alice Prophet of the Living Well Foundation. Welcome, Alice.
Good morning, Corey. Nice to be here.
Glad you're here today.
Thank you.
It's been about a year since you and I
talked. It has.
And it's time that the Living Well Foundation hands out the money. And we're going to talk
That's right.
That in a minute. But before we do, tell folks, what is the Living Well Foundation?
We are the nonprofit foundation created from the sale of Glenwood Regional Medical Center to IASIS Healthcare in 2006. So those proceeds were put in investment, and we do grants and initiatives to an 8-parish service area off the earnings of those assets.
So the tax dollars that went to the hospital and the sale are back doing good stuff, even though the hospital's not still owned by you guys.
That's right, because it was a public entity. The public voted when the sale came about, and those funds were then put to the benefit for the public, and that's what we administer.
Okay, so those funds get used for what kind of things?
Basically, healthcare projects, health and wellness initiatives. We say that it addresses the medical, dental, and the behavioral health areas of healthcare. And so that's the kind of projects. It can be a broad-based type application, but certainly that's the focus of what we do.
Okay, so you guys have a grant cycle that comes up in August where you try to find worthy entities to grant money to do good in our area.
That's right. That's right. They can apply for the grant.
So you're having a meeting coming up to talk a little more about that, right?
Yes. On Monday, July 17th at 10 and 3 p.m., we are offering education classes to give information on what the priority and focus for this grant cycle will include, how to fill out applications, what the budget worksheet looks like, and what the proper way or the appropriate way to do that is, what to consider. And we're doing it earlier this year because we want to give people time to think about their projects more, define collaboration or matching funds in the community, or figure out what that is from their own operations, and give them time to put projects together to address the needs.
What kind of almost said businesses, but that wouldn't be it. What kind of organizations are we talking about here that would be eligible for some of these grant money?
If you're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, or if you're a state government entity, or if you're a state college or university, or a nonprofit parish hospital, they can come forward to ask for grant money. All of that is detailed better on our website. So I would recommend that people look at that. But basically, if you're in the nonprofit area and you do health care or address some of those types of services, school boards, I mean, they can come forward. So it's a pretty large group, but we want to make sure that people look and see if you're eligible and come forward.
You mentioned the website. We'll mention it again at the end in case you don't catch it right now. But what is the website?
It's www.livingwellfoundation.net.
So how much money are we talking about in a grant cycle?
Well, we have had anywhere, the budget starts off like $185,000 just to be conservative because we need to see what the market is going to do. And then by the end of the year, the board has sometime increased that to like $300,000, $325,000. So the board is very willing to put forth the monies they can towards the areas, and they adjust that during the year if they have to.
Now, the Glenwood Hospital in West Monroe, but you're not just a West Monroe thing, right? What area does the Living Well Foundation cover?
Well, when we were structured, because of Glenwood's outreach to its large market area, it was decided that we should try to put funds back into, of course, mainly Ouachita Parish. We do a lot of work there, but there are 8 parishes included. So it's Ouachita plus all the parishes around Ouachita Parish.
The grant cycle, you say, is coming up in August. This meeting, Monday, July the 17th. let's talk a little bit about what happened last year. Who are some of the folks that have benefited from this? What are some of the programs? And tell me about those.
Well, of course, we have helped ULM with several of its clinical and health programs. We have helped start up the Autism Center. And we do, of course, support to the dental hygiene clinics. Those are one's mobile and one's in a school-based center. We have funded nursing and counseling programs here at ULM. So with the universities, we do several projects with them. Our biggest funding has been school-based health centers because that is such a win-win for communities. The kids can get care at school. Parents don't have to leave work to come take their kids to to the doctor. We've done suicide intervention and awareness programs with Children's Coalition. Those have been very effective for schools. We've helped place a school food pantry in Union Parish. We've done quite a bit of work with behavioral health, mental health in across the area, but we enjoy working with Franklin Medical Center in Winnsboro. Dr. Lee Lyles is there as child psychiatrist, so we've worked with them to expand their program. So quite a bit of impact across the parishes. All the nonprofit hospitals, for the most part, in the outlying rural areas, came to us last year and asked for funds, and we granted them monies. So that's a good thing to be able to do.
Alice Prophet is with us of the Living Well Foundation. Alice, again, this meeting to get ready for the grant cycle is when?
Monday, July 17th, 10 a.m., 3 p.m. at the Ouachita Parish Public Library on McMillan Road in the meeting room.
So right across from Glenwood Hospital.
Yes.
All right. That's Alice Prophet with the Living Well Foundation. To find out more, you can visit their website at livingwellfoundation.net.